We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we're getting four lines from the bottom. We are continuing with the Shaila of the Gemara, is the Eid Echa Nemam B'Mokim Mechama. Do you say also that they're estimating, the Eid Echa is only estimating, and the Isha, who's Daika Mitzvah, only estimates, and therefore, they're not Nemam B'Mokim Mechama to say that the husband died. So Toshima, there were two Midrachamim together with Abba Yosef ben Simai on a besvina, on a boat. The Tava, and the boat went down. The boat drowned. The Hasi Rebbe Nishasehem Apinashim. There were ladies there on the boat, and they said that these Midrachamim died. They drowned. And Rebbe married off the wives of these two Midrachamim and Abba Yosef ben Simai Apinashim. Mayim similar to Mechama, where you can say the dummy, which means you can estimate they died. Look, they fell into the water. They're not living. V'noshim, I feel, and even though it was a few noshim, I feel meya keirechad dummy. Only had a din of eirechad. So Victani Hasi and says that they marry them off. You see that you believe a eirechad even with the dummy. Agav, you see from here that let's say it'd be two Edom, that's not a Shiloh. Two Edom come and say someone died with Muhammad, that's not a right. It's not a Shiloh. You never say estimate. By two Edom is two Edom. That's what the Gemara speak out, that even 100 Nashim are only Ke'ed Echad. And here you see that you marry off, even though you believe the Eid, even though it's a Shiloh of the dummy, Shiloh of the estimating. For Edom Marakasha, I have anyway a question on your story. For Tizbara, Mayin She'elam Soif Ninu. And Mayin She'elam Soif Ishta Asura. There's a Gemara later on, in the last parak, Dafku Chafalov, that says that if you don't see the water on all four sides, the Eidus doesn't count. Why? Because maybe the guy came up on the other side. He went underwater and came up on the other side. So anyway, the Mayim is not a good Eidus because it's Mayim Shalem Saif. You can't see the other end. Ella Hechidami. So what must be the case here? It wasn't a case where they were estimating and said he probably died. The Amri, they said, Askinu Kamon. They pulled up the bodies in front of us. And also we have Eid, they said, they pulled up the body in front of us. V'chazinu l'alter. And I saw the bodies right away before I had a chance to get decomposed in the water. V'ka'amri simonim, v'ka'amri simonim. They said simonim, that these are the people. There were certain simonim, let's see, he had a big scar on his head, whatever it was. They said simonim, that this is the husbands. The lava lie with cannot be semich on those edim. Ela simonim was semich on simonim. There, it's not a shah of the dummy. Because if it was the case, they just said they drowned, it wouldn't be neman anyway. Because mayan shelam soif. So akarcha was simonim. If it was simonim, it's not a raya to the shayla of bididami. Because here they were saying simonim, so it wasn't a shayla or just saying they drowned and the question of bididami. Here they're saying they saw them coming up from the water. And Tosfos speaks out, second Tosfos, that if they just said, I recognize the bodies, that would not be enough. Because since there's a Shiloh B'dummy, so maybe if they see anybody, they'll say, oh yeah, that's the guy. Because even without knowing for sure it's the guy, they'll assume it's him, because I just saw him on the boat, and now they drowned the water, now I see a body come out, I'll say, oh yeah, it's him. So therefore, the agents want to be good if they recognize the person. They have to say, Simon Muvik, they have to say, Simon, that this is them. So again, this is not a raya to Eid Echa B'Dami because we said here is Simonim. And the Gemara Taka doesn't have an answer to the Shaila. But one Gemara mentioned the case of Simonim, where it brings another story. And the next story has nothing to do with Noshim. Ahu Gavri, the Afket Shum Shmi Gavri Chavri. A certain person gave a pekadon, he had to go somewhere, he wants someone to watch his sesame seeds for him. So Reuven gave Shimon all his sesame seeds to watch. Amalei, they came back after his trip. Amalei, have the shumshmi, give me back my shumshmi. Amalei, shaktinu, you came yesterday, you came back yesterday, and you picked it up. So he says back to him, well, chen v'chen ha'avon v'chita ramin. I'll tell you how exactly much. It's 1,000, you know, it's 100 pounds of sesame seeds in that chavis. And they measure it, it's exactly that much. So it sounds like it's really Reuven's taka. Amalei, no. The doctor said, you took yours. V'hani achrininu. And these are mine. It's exactly the same amount. Okay, it worked out. But these are mine. So what's the shal? Shal is that Yechayshish did he empty it out and put it in his own or not? So Rav Chisla Meimar Haynu Shnei Tavit Chamim. The Lechayra here, just like by Tavit Chamim, a simon works. Here also the simon works. It's a simon. He says exactly 100 pounds. It means it belongs to the guy who went on the trip and gave him the shumshim. He says it must be his because it's a simon. You don't say that those left and these are the other ones. Because if you said that, maybe these are different people with the same simonim. Amalei Rava Midami Hasam Kamri Simonim. By the case of the Tamid Chacham who died, you gave simonim muvhakim. You gave very clear simonim. You gave simonim that can't be replicated so easily. What type of simon is? But the comma came with Kane Havoyim saying how what the weight was? It punk landed up the same amount. Now, that's a little bit hard. Let's have a piece of meat and a piece of steak. It's $19.99 a pound. And it's 5.33, the pounds. So it's possible to have another one exactly 5.33. It's a little bit pushing it. So Tosis is really about Varnes the cash. So Tosis is Maska Srume, and we can take a look at Tosis on the bottom. And Srume is Shramile. Hacha Masra, the Minya Mida, lo have a simon. And it says in El Matzias that it is a simon. And for Tosis, that he have a Hacha Derek Rel Matzia Midazu. It was a certain amount that was a normal amount. It was like a standard amount. Like the Chavis held a certain amount, and therefore it's not such a big simon. So tomorrow baita, Amalei Mark Shishu Berav Chista Baruch Chista Rav Ashi or Micha Shishu Shem Pinam. Are you talking a chayshu thing that you empty the barrel and put something else in there? But nan, I'll tell you for a Mishnah Ma'isa Sheni. It says like this: Motzei Kli, you find the Kli of a Kashav Lav Kuf. There's a Kuf, big Kuf on the Keli. You know what you assume? That's a carbon. It's something that's slated for a carbon. For example, you'll say it's a flour. It's Fakdish. Well, you find Mem, it's Ma'isa. Dalit is demua. It stands for demua, or some say it stands for demai. It's something that is a mixed chuma in it, or it's a suffix chuma. Tes stands for tevel. Tof stands for chuma. So the shasa sakana, the cursing tof takas chuma. Because the shasa sakana, they didn't write exactly what it was. They just wrote like a little letter. So here we see that when that choshes, it was emptied out from the carbon. What's in there is a carbon. Amalei Ravino Ravashi, Valechashi Shem Pinam. You tell me, and you're not Choshi Shem Pinam? I'll show you the Emes Eifa. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm a film, what's the Chavis of Kosla of Chuma? Hare Elu Chulun. Even if you find the Chavis that says on it Chuma, it's Chulun. Shani Aimer, I'll say, Shtak it out of Malay Chuma. Yesterday, I had Chuma, Pina, he took it out. So you see, really, there's an Arba on the Amalei, it is Pina. So don't tell me it's not so Pashut. It's Machlaikas. Ella, the Kuliyam Akashi Shem Pinam. Betsim, you always Choshi Shem Pinam. And that's shot by the sesame seeds, while you're Choshi, maybe this are the other ones. And that's not a simon. What's the machlaikis here? With the kuf on the bottle, what's the machlaikis? If you're Choshi Shem Pinam. Vakavakavifki. Mar Savam Isa de Pinu Michba Vachapa. That one man Yama says that even though Choshi Shem Pinam, if you would have emptied it out, you would have rubbed off that kuf. You wouldn't have left it there. So the kuf is a riot. He forgot to rub it off. Inami lipan chaya shavke. He left it there for shmira. You know, if you have a whole barrel of good stuff, people just eat it up. But you write carbon in it. Oh, it's carbon. I can't touch it. So he wrote it there just to make believe it's something else. That's why he left it there. Now, stamazoi, this Gemara's chshash of shema pinam is a little bit shver, because you're bringing your raya from one case to another case. The Gemara had a kasha that it says by Shum Shemim, Mukhay Shem Pinam, right? So there, you hear, is a Moitz Mechavel Raya. I'm the homeowner. You're coming and saying, it says me, yes, I gave it back to you. So I'm the Mukhsik. Masha'inki, by the case of this Kuf, which is Shalom Carbon, Shalom Isser, so there, Tan Shalom Mamun, maybe there, it's Mochamer. So what was a dimion in the two things? That's Tosis Kasha, Dibba Maschel Umbi, that it has this kasha. He says, Tema my kashle mahai. The moina yesh lachos loilum shem pinam loinafik moina mechazkasa. There's a bigger chash. There you go, as a chazaka. He's mukser. Yesh loim near loy dama. He's kimi the gilas of fnaisam. I feel like a shem pinam in the moina name afkina lay. He says by these cases with these buckets with the kuf, there it's more common to empty it out. That's why it's a dimyan. Even there it's iser and it's mamon, but that's why there's more common to empty it out. Zok to gemara vayt. Yitzchak Reish Gelusa. Yitzchak, his name was Reish Gelusa, and the Mefarshim speak out, he was not really the Reish Gelusa of the whole entire Bavel, because then everyone would know who he is. It wouldn't be a Shaila of Aguna. It was a guy, they called him Yitzchak Reish Gelusa, either because he's the Reish Yeshiva of a city. You know, he's something like a mayor of a city, there's 10 people in the city. He was like the mayor of a city. Yitzchak Reish Gelusa, Bar Achse Rabibi, he was the nephew of Rabibi, Havaka Ozlam at Kortava Laspamya. He took a trip from Kortava Laspamya. It's a long trip, Aspamya coming near Spain. Veshachav, and he died. Shalchu Mehasam, they sent a message from there. Yitzchak Reish Gelusa, Bar Achse Rabibi, Havaka Ozlam at Kortava Laspamya, Veshachav, and he died. So Micha Shinon, I'll try Yitzchak, maybe there's two Yitzchak, Oiloi. You got a message he died, that Yitzchak Beres Glusa died. Maybe it's not Yitzchak Beres Glusa. Now, you have to speak out. The Lechayr here it said another thing. It said he was a nephew of Rabibi. If that was part of the Eidus, so you don't assume there's two Yitzchak Beres Glusa who are nephews of Rabibi. That's where you're pushing it. So if someone was showing him to take out the words here, that obviously the person we are talking about is the nephew, but it wasn't part of the Eidus. Because it's part of the Eidus, it wouldn't be Chayshev another one. Just the Eidus was Yitzchak Beres Glusa would die. That was the whole Eidus, not the Bar Achseh, the Rabibi. So that was the Shiloh. Are you Chayshev another Yitzchak Beres Glusa or not? So Abaya Machashinon, you are Chayshev, maybe there's another Yitzchak Beres Glusa. Rav Amalei Chashinon. So that's a Shiloh. And Taisa speaks out, and Rashi really, that we're talking about here was no muchzik that there were two of them. If there was a muchzik, there was two of them. So then Avada, you are Chayshish. That's the Rashi speaks out. There was no muchzik. And Taisa speaks out that there was no muchzik of the two. But it was no muchzik. What's found in Abaye Chashinon? So Taisa was Shirasa Metsuya. There was a lot of back and forth. There were a lot of caravans going back and forth. So therefore, it's possible that there was other people around over here. So upon him, the Shav Yechayshishana. So Abai says Yechayshish. How do I know my Shita? Because the story of the get that was found in Ardai. Who gave the shtak in Ardai? There was a get found in Ardai. The cost of Bitsad Klunya Masa near the city of Klunya. Ona me Ardlinoi in Ardai Pataras v'Tarachas Yisponis Insi. I divorced my wife Yisponis Insi. So they found this get, and there's an Isha here who has, oh, that's her name, and she says, that's my get. My husband is Andronoi, and it's my get. So the question is, they found it in the street. Maybe there's another Andronoi with the same wife's name and someone else. And it's not her. V'shalach Avud HaShmuel HaKameh Rav Yehuda. And Avud HaShmuel sent the Shal to Rav Yehuda. What should we do? Let's see. V'shalach Lei. And he answered, Tivdai Nardai Kula. Go check the whole Nardai if there's another guy with that name. So what do you see? It was found in Ardai, and he said, you know, it was found, the get was found in Ardai. He said, look the whole Ardai, see there's another guy. So you see like Abaya, Yechayish, there's another guy, same name. So Abaya is a Gavala Garaya. But Rav Amma says, no. If you attack a Yechayish with another guy, it wouldn't help just checking Ardai, you got to check the whole world. But Rav Amma and Issa, you have to call him early, you have to check everyone. Elo, Mishum, like Rashi says, Shema Adonai Yechayim Ardai, Yechayim Ardai, maybe there's another guy. It was not an Adonai Yadai. Man, he left. You have to check the whole world to see if there's another guy from Adonai with that name. Elo, Rava says, you didn't have to check anything out. So why did he say to check out? Because Avud HaShmuel sent him a Shaila, a Chash V'yid. You're not going to answer back, by the way, your Shaila doesn't make sense. You don't have to check anyone. So he said, check the Adonai. You want to make it feel good. They sent a message just to make him feel good. Al Kaponim, so that's Pshat, and Rav says the story never happened. There's no right in that story. It's just quite the Avud HaShmuel. What does Abai say? Chayav Rav, a good tiny, check the whole world. So Abai says, no, that you're not Chashinan that he was there and left. That much not. But you do have to check that place. Because to see if, you do have to check that place to see if there was another underdog there. Now what's Rav's Raya? I'm Rav, no, I'm in your law. What's my Raya? The Hayna Trey story, the Nafgib Machuza. Because of who, there was these two stories. There was Stari Mamoin, the Nafkim of Mechuzah. Because of one's Chavi Bar Nanoi, and one's Nanoi Bar Chavi, and there was a common name. The Agbu Bahu Rabba Baravua Zuzi, and they used it to collect money. Frank Rabba Chavi Bar Nanoi and Nanoi Bar Chavi Mechuzah Shchichetuva, and still used it to collect. So you see, you're not choishes of another guy. It's a very good question. Yeah, L'chayra, good question. L'chayra, this is Mamoin. What Shaykh is Mamoin to get? What Shaykh is Mamoin to get? Mamoin's a Pella. Both Rashi and Tosafot ask the Kasha, right? What do you want for Mamoin to get? That you see, that maybe by Mamoin you're more makel than here. Maybe it's a different story. Maybe there you're more makel than by Gittin, which is a Shaila of Karas. So maybe, like, what type of difference is that? So Zakt Rashi, it's like a levels. It says here even when you know there's other people you're not chayshish. So kavachayim by a surah when it's not hochzaku you're not chayshish. It's like the levels. If by mama when you know there's other people you still collect with it. So by get when you don't know there's other people you're for sure not chayshish. That's what Rashi says. Because if what. One's mom was there. So we're saying, but if my mom went, even by Hochzegu, we collected it. So by get, that's not Hochzegu, no, you don't collect.
About maybe what? One is mom and one is not mom.
Right. That's a good question. That is a dimyan. That if my mom went, that even by Hochzegu, we collect. So here, by Loi Hochzegu, Loi Chashina. So what does Abaye do? So Abaye says, no. The reason why you collect over here is because no chashash over here. How did the guy land up with the star? L'may nechashlo. We're talking about a guy who walks in with the star with this name in it. How did he land up with that star? L'may nechashlo. What do we worry about? Ilan Afila, if we already found it on the floor, and it's a different Chavi Barnanoi, it's a different with the same name, and he found it on the floor, you're not choshesh. Mrs. Zarbe, a person does not, he has a star that's worth 100 grand, he doesn't drop it. Ilan Pekadoin, if it's someone gave it to him because of the same name, kim the shmei shmei, same name, like mifkabe, you don't give a star with a guy with the same name, you don't give him that star to watch for you. He might collect it. My amrit, what he choshed del masale, maybe someone gave it to him and sold it to him, but he didn't pay for it yet. He didn't make kinyan in it. No, Isa thinks of Masira. Isa, which means stars are kind of a Masira. So therefore, it's Tiztaka kind of. So what are you worried about? So upon him, therefore, Abaye says that's not a raya there, because there, that alone that he's holding onto a star is a raya it is, because how else did he get it? There's no chash tefila, there's no chash pekadon, and there's no chash that it wasn't a kinyan. Therefore, that is why there he collects it, because how else did he get it? But by the get that we found on the floor, that there were taka choshesh, that maybe it's from someone else. It's not from him. So therefore, it's not a raya. So each one brought a raya, but the Gemara answered up the raya, each mandiyama answered up the raya of the other mandiyama.